Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
When I was a kid at St. Anne's School in East Moline, we were frequently told by our gym teacher, "Wet your whistle." She would say, "Don't drink the water, just wet your whistle." The purpose at the time was to keep our mouths from drying out during exercise. But it was thought if we drank water, we would get the cramps. No one ever did. Wet your whistle. Now everyone is told to stay hydrated. Amateur but geeked out cyclists will wear a water-filled backpack so they can drink constantly during a ride. As a kid, it was great to wet my whistle to keep my mouth from drying out. It is better now to stay hydrated. On Pentecost, we celebrate the birthday of the Church. The Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide, came in his fullness upon the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Apostles at Pentecost. This Holy Spirit continues to fill the world with the grace of God, helping us with our dedication to Christ Jesus. The Church was born today with the descent of the Holy Spirit on the Apostles. They are a small group making their first public appearance, all prepared in prayer, united in one mind, united in guidance, confident in the protection of St. Peter, the first pope, the leader of the Church. We read from the Acts of the Apostles, "When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like the strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then they appeared to them tongues as a fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim." Even at Pentecost, we see the marks of the Church. One, united in prayer. Holy, founded on the holiness of the Lord, the Blessed Virgin of the Saints. Catholic, a universal church for all times and places. And apostolic, the apostles speak across the centuries as the faith is handed on from generation to generation. And our bishops are consecrated by those who are consecrated by those who are consecrated by the apostles, the first bishops. The work of the Holy Spirit enlivens the Church, enlivening each one of us. The Holy Ghost is always there. He constantly offers us grace. We have to decide if we want to wet our whistle or to drink deeply. Do we want to dispose ourselves to receive the grace of God and cooperate with it? Or just let it be there in the background that we can use once in a while? In many ways, God allows us to be in the driver's seat. The gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit create in our souls and our bodies the power not just to endure evil, but to flourish in the spiritual life. And so if you suffer from a sickness, slight or serious, do not be afraid. Jesus says, "I send you the Holy Spirit with the gift of fortitude." If you are afraid of some situation at home or of your own unworthiness or afraid of the coronavirus, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. I send you the Holy Spirit with the gift of piety." If you struggle with family, our Lord says, "I send you the Holy Spirit with the gift of wisdom and understanding." If you feel a sense of laziness in religious practice, Jesus tells you, "I send the Holy Spirit with the gift of fear of the Lord, with the fruit of fidelity." Dear brothers and sisters, many of us have undergone hardship these last few months. At Pentecost, we thank the Lord for his gift of the Holy Spirit, who gives us grace, who gives us strength, not just to endure, but to flourish. The apostles left all their fear at their place of their encounter with the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Day. We must lose our fears and embrace the Church and life with joy. Be strong. Fear not. Jesus is always with us and guides us in every moment through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so please do draw deeply of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Stay hydrated on this Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman. Or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.